This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And would you like a side of guilt with your muffin this morning? Because the latest journal reporting says countertop payment tablets have turned tipping into a public ordeal. What does one do when that iPad swivels around and you're shamed into a 20% gratuity for buying gum? More on the awkward etiquette of iPad tipping after these tech headlines. Google slaps fees on European devices. The company says it will begin charging device makers license fees to pre-install Gmail, YouTube, and other Google apps on mobile devices running on its Android system. The company disclosed the shift as part of its plan to comply with the European Union's antitrust order that fined Google $5 billion for allegedly abusing Android's dominance. Google has appealed the decision but faces an October 29 deadline to implement it. Uber's next target? Trucking. The company continues to move beyond its profitable business of connecting drivers with passengers. It's adding a new tractor-trailer rental business to help big truckers haul freight around the country, announcing a new division called Power Loop that will connect small and medium-sized carriers with trailers from businesses. The success of Power Loop is important to demonstrating that the company is more than a one-trick product, particularly as it eyes an IPO that banks are proposing could value the company as much as $120 billion next year. An estimated 3 million Europeans were affected by a security breach of Facebook accounts in September, proving the first major test of Europe's new General Data Protection Regulation, known as GDPR. Under the regulations, companies handling the personal data must follow strict guidelines for holding and securing that information, among other requirements. Stay up to date with the latest details at WSJ.com or on the WSJ app. Coming up, payment technology and the new awkward etiquette of iPad tipping. Consumers are facing a crisis. That disconcerting ritual at bakeries, coffee shops, food trucks, and other businesses that use tablet credit card readers, such as Square, are, as you know, making our lives incredibly awkward. The device often asks you to make a tipping decision on the fly with the person who just served you staring at you with everyone else waiting in line. Here to talk about the awkward situation at hand, joining us from our Boston bureau on the line is Wall Street Journal reporter Jennifer Levitz. Welcome.
Oh, glad to be here.
So, Jennifer, how did we get here? We were actually just talking about this in the office. You know, this new countertop protocol has really kind of crept up on us. But, you know, these kinds of businesses have been around for a few years now. Square is a common one that we see a lot. It's one that's referenced in your piece. It's a viable little contraption they have for small businesses there.
It's a good question. I mean, I think the Square technology, which has, you know, obviously helped a ton of businesses be able to accept credit cards and process orders and all that, really kind of came around 2013 with the iPad. Before that was the smartphone reader. For years, we were used to seeing a tip jar on the counter. That was easy enough to kind of avoid, or you had some change and you'd throw it in there. But suddenly, this started to become a much more formal thing that you actually had to opt out of. And now, as you mentioned, it just seems like so many places that you go, you know, food trucks, bakeries, coffee shops, there's just that iPad on the counter, you know, and it's cooler looking, you know, than a big clunky cash register. But yeah, suddenly what became was sort of, okay, you know, a nice thing, I'm going to throw something in there, becomes this
right.
Practice that you have to actively say no.
Yeah, it's brought up questions about manners and etiquette. And what I love is that you actually spoke to the professionals about this.
Well, yes, I called the Emily Post Institute in Vermont, the authority on manners and social graces. They said that they put out general tipping guidelines, and they said that there is no obligation to tip at the counter or to put money in the tip jar. It's nice to do so now and then if you're a regular somewhere, or you know, someone does a particularly good job, you get your coffee with this, you know, great foam on it or something on your milk. If there's something you see that, you know, that sticks out, but there is no obligation, which actually surprised me. I really didn't know exactly what the rules were. I think I'm like a lot of people. It's gotten a little confusing. And so I was sort of surprised because, you know, you see this so many places. At some point I just thought, oh, I guess this is the way it is now.
Right. And I learned from your piece, the vendors can often turn this on or off in a way. It's an optional thing, correct?
Yes, they can turn it on. It's always up to the vendor whether you have the tipping option
Very
on.
Interesting.
And they can adjust the amount that you see. So there's defaults with the device, like, you know, 15, 20, 25%. But people can nudge them higher. Or I think for some people, even if they were inclined to tip, they're a little bit taken aback with the amounts sometimes that they see.
Yeah, it's there's no lack of awkwardness to go around. What I also believe, because, you know, as you know, not everybody adopts tech as quickly as others. Clerks say it gets weird when they have to walk puzzled customers through the tipping option after the whole swivel situation happens. I mean, you see it happening all the time.
Yes, a number of them said that to me, that somebody will just say, you know, they haven't seen it. Maybe they're not as familiar with it. And they'll say, what is this? What do I do? And so, I was trying to relate it to something like almost telling someone, here's how you get me a present or something. It's just awkward. And I this one clerk I talked to at a crepe place in Boston, she said she can't even stand it. And when that happens, when they ask her, she'll literally reach over and just hit no tip.
Exactly.
I've heard that there's, you know, some new devices that you don't have to swivel around where the customer has a screen on one side and the clerk on the other. So maybe the technology will change somewhat. But I think, or maybe everyone will just get used to it. I think we're still in a phase of sort of like a little bit of awkwardness with this.
No, 100%. It's, you know, me, I just can't take the guilt. I just fork over my money. Here's the 20%. Please stop judging me.
I think a lot of people just, they just hit the 20%. And you know, people are sympathetic to, you know, the idea that maybe people aren't making a lot of money and you want to help out. I mean, but you,
right.
I think that factors into the guilt as well, because you feel like that. But yet, if you, everywhere you go, you know, you're tacking on. Sometimes there's just this disconnect for some consumers over what they're tipping for, you know, and they see they've ordered, gotten something that someone has brought from a case to the counter. Or, you know, I've been to ones where just yesterday I got a pre-made salad, this little energy bar from the refrigerator case, brought it to the counter, and there was the tip option there.
Right.
I've heard it called tip creep, which seems like maybe a good description.
Accurate. Everyone can check out Jennifer's A-Head at WSJ.com. Really fun piece. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much. It was fun.
And that is Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.